Praise the Lord. I think you're blessed tonight. Feel blessed. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's go before Him in prayer. We'll start the service. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we do feel so blessed this night, oh Lord. Lord, just standing here, Lord, and feeling your grace and your mercy all over us, Lord. We just so appreciative, Lord, of the opportunity you've given us tonight, Lord, together here, Lord. And just we ask you to bless each and every one that made the effort to come tonight. Lord, bless us with thy word, Lord, more importantly. Lord, let it sink deep into our hearts, Lord, and let it live through these bodies of flesh. Lord, we just ask you to have your way now in everything that's said and done. We'll give you all the glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Yeah. Page 30, and I only believe. Or I'm sorry, 130. This is like heaven to me. We find many people who can understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me, praise God. This is like heaven to me. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout. The devil don't believe it, I see. But I'm filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt, and that's what's the matter. This is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout. The devil don't believe it, I see. Amen. But I'm filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt, and that's what's the matter with me. Amen. Oh, this is like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Amen. Heaven's going to be a noisy place. Amen. Let's turn to page 7 in our the book I don't have with me. You got the little book? Yeah.
Glorious Church. Amen.
Amen. Do you hear them coming, brother, thronging up the steeps of life? Clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white. It's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed and Savior. It ain't us. It's all him. Amen. Page 53 in the capstone books here. Amen. Ready to take a trip? Amen. I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll share. Oh, I'm going trip in the good old gospel ship and go sailing. Amen. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Scarcely wait, I know I'll not be late, for I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sail. Amen. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond. Amen. Amen. Oh. Glory. Amen. Can't wait for that day. Can you imagine? Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Settles, you want to take up the offering this evening? Amen. What he's prepared for, saints. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so wonderful.
Yes.
Thankful, Lord, for what you've done for us. Father, these songs that we sing, Father, just reminding us of the glorious places you've prepared for us.
Amen.
Lord, knowing it's soon to be, Father. Lord, your coming can't be long off. We see the signs of time. Father, how you're preparing our hearts. And Lord, it's just all building up to that great catching away. Lord, may we look forward to it, Lord, with great anticipation. Lord, we love you so much. Asking, Father, we come to this part of the service that you would just bless and multiply this, Lord. Father, bless every hand, Lord, that can give. May you just multiply it to meet all the needs, Father, of your people, we ask. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. 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 I won't turn back. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world. Amen. Hallelujah. Our hand. Brother DeLong, would you take the request, please?
Gracious Lord, we're just grateful and thankful for another opportunity we have to gather together this evening, Lord. We don't know how much longer, Lord, you're going to allow us, Lord, to be able to gather together in the freedom, by God, we have at this time, Lord. We pray, Father, you prepare our hearts, Lord, whatever might be in our future, Lord, that we be able to stand true and faithful unto you, dear God. And we pray, Father, that even tonight you'd encourage us and strengthen us by the way of your word, Lord. And help us each and every one, Lord, to grow closer and closer unto you, Lord. And by God, that we be determined in our hearts, Lord, to follow you, Lord, regardless of the price that we have to pay, Lord. And by God, we follow you even unto the end. We pray for those that are sick and afflicted tonight, not here. Amen. Be with us, Lord. We pray that you stretch forth your hand and touch the Lord. By God, make it possible that they would be back with us. We pray now that you'd meet every need, Lord, whatever might be here this evening, Lord. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's remain standing and let's sing that chorus. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. As we ask our brother to come. Amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Amen. Pure and holy, right and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.
Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with
Precious, precious Lord Jesus, we are so, in our hearts, so thankful again for another day that you have given us with a precious desire, a precious holy thirst, Lord, to cry out for you. How we truly appreciate you so very much. As we have gathered here, Lord, we may be few here tonight, but Lord, your Scripture still holds true where two or three are gathered together in their midst you would be. And we believe that, Lord, with all our hearts. And we ask now that you would just speak to us through the Word of God. And just, Lord, again, just put a greater assurance in our heart and remove any doubt, any confusion, Lord, whatever it may be that the need would be in each individual heart. We pray now that thy will be done, and we ask that you would help us to yield to you. And Father, that you could just have a complete preeminence of the thoughts and the heart, everything about us, that you would have your way. And bless each one that's to listen, Lord. Bless their heart to understand and to know the things you've given to us. In your glorious, precious name we ask again, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name. Are you glad you're here? Amen. I'm glad I'm here. So thankful I could make it. Amen. So thankful that the desire is there to be here. Amen. Appreciate it. It's all but God's grace. Let's turn to the book of John and the 10th chapter. And we'll read the few verses here. John 10, and we're going to read the 14th to the 20th verse, and then we'll have you sit down, and we'll just kind of go back and touch on it a little bit. Amen. John 10th chapter and 14th verse beginning. I am the good shepherd. Now just kind of listen to what he's saying here. And know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay my, or he says, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? May the Lord bless during his word, and you may be seated. Now, as we read these few verses here, and Jesus speaking the things he spoke, and now you've got to think now, many of these gathered around him didn't know and have a clue what he was saying. And they'd never heard such strange things. Thought, how could this be? You know? And for him to speak things, as he says here, therefore doth my Father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Now, I could just imagine the wheels, as we would explain it, the wheels are turning, you know, trying to figure out what the Lord Jesus was saying. And, of course, showing that they wasn't getting it, of course, then he says there was divisions, or there was division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. There's divisions. They just, it's confused, you know. And many of them said, He hath a devil and is mad. Yeah. Now, if you look it up, it says, One who speaks it seems not to be in his right mind. Brother Branham, when he read this scripture before and talked about it, he talked about explaining away that they thought he was crazy, you know. and they thought he was fanatic, you know. I'm just going to talk a little bit tonight, and it's really a shame there's no more here than there is. And for whatever circumstances, you know, I don't know. But pray God will help them, bless them, and because we are truly in the last days. And we need every bit of the word we can possibly get. Every possible word. And how we should try to make sure the devil don't cheat us out of it. The opportunity, you know. Because it's so important to understand the word. And how are you going to get it if you ain't there, you see. So, trusting that, again, they'll be able to get the recording of it and trust I have the desire to listen to it. But I want to bring something, present something a little bit tonight, and I'll try not to hold you long tonight. Lord willing, we'll probably pick some things up in a different manner of it Sunday. Lord willing, if he tarries, it'd be his will. But I just want to talk about a little bit about fanaticism, and because we have been accused of being fanatic, and I just keep something in mind now. Again, fanaticism is going beyond what the Word says to do or what God requires you to do, what he said to do. It's going beyond that. But I just want to read a few things tonight because, you know, Brother Branham mentioned this scripture and he talked about those people thought Jesus was fanatic, you know. They thought, you know, he's crazy. He's just... you know, to speak these things, and how can we understand them, you know? And I think of the many things yet in the Word today that the prophet has plainly spoke. And the Scriptures has plainly proclaimed them. And I'm talking people that's been around this message for a long time, and they know what it says, and they know what the prophet said, they know what he done, they know what the signs are, they know what all these different things, events that's taken place, of what God promised would happen in this day, Malachi 4 and different places. They know all these things, so it's not that they're blind of it. But yet to come to so many different things in the Word that they just can't seem to get it, you know? And then if an individual comes along and receives the Word of God, or any one person or many people come along and receives that message and that reality and receives revelation of the Word. So many times, I've seen it in the past, so many years, for people to immediately that can't receive it, the first thing they want to say, that's fanaticism. And they tell you you're crazy, and they don't know what you're talking about. And then they'll say things about they shouldn't say, you see. And then they get themselves deeper in debt with God. And, you know, but if you look at it and see what's going on, what they may call fanaticism, friend, and if God says it's not fanaticism, it's his word, then we can say it this way. They need a little fanaticism. Because they need the word. They need the reality of it. They need the understanding of it. They need the revelation of it. Now take me right what I say about that, because I'm not saying get into fanaticism. By no means. No. It will not lead you into fanaticism. If you have the truth and have the Holy Ghost. But people will think it's fanaticism that don't understand it. You see. And they think you're crazy. They think you're going overboard and too far with it. And that's happened many times over the years. But I want you to think again, and then just think about this, and we'll read what Brother Branham said here in the message indictment. This was July 7th, 1963, and I'll just read a portion of it here so far, paragraph 345 down to about 349. He said, the power that could raise Lazarus out of the grave. Now, there stood Jesus, and you know, read the scripture and know what took place there. But that power that could raise Lazarus out of the grave and gave the woman of Nain back her son. Oh God, the power that could do those things, that could foretell the things that happened. The colt is tied at two ways, and all these things that he foretold. The very man that possessed that power, always with him, He said, we won't have him among our people, they say. He pollutes our teachings. And they crucified him. Isn't that what they did? Our Lord Jesus, that had that type of life, that type of power, what was he doing? He was fulfilling the word of God. He was manifesting the word. Okay? He said that very same thing today, away with the Holy Ghost. Now, there's got to be somebody on the earth. I can't believe there wouldn't be. There has to be somebody on the earth that does have the truth, that is living by the truth, is receiving revelation of the truth, and Christ living through people somewhere on this earth. I believe by God's grace, I'm a part of that. I believe that. If I am wrong, I'm sincerely wrong, and wrong badly, you see. But, okay, there is a people. We know there is, for sure. You might be one sitting there, you see. Christ living there, you are truly filled with the Holy Ghost. And by the word being revealed to you, you know exactly what God wants done with the word, just as the Holy Spirit told the prophet to pick up that pen and write. You know exactly what God wants done with that word. You see, there's no question, there's no wondering. You know exactly what he wants. Okay? Let's just go on now. And the very same thing today, away with the Holy Ghost. They don't want nothing to do with it. Now, those people I was talking about that have the Holy Ghost, living with that Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit's revealing the word to them. Okay? You see, it condemns and does these things and tells our people these things we don't want to get mixed amongst our organizations. And let me say this. Many people read these things when the prophet says about a denomination, organization, and so forth. They immediately think, okay, he's not talking about anybody in the message. How can they be so wrong? Friend, if you add a creed or an idea or a thought or a theory, take away or add to the Word of God, you're no different than a denominational organization. Amen. None whatsoever. But people think they can add to or take away because they're not an organization or denomination. I'm a message believer, so it ain't no big deal if I add or take away. How deceived they are. You see? Let's go on. He says, I'll read again, away with the Holy Ghost. They don't want nothing to do with it. It condemns and does those things and tells our people these things we don't want to get mixed up amongst our organizations. It's against our creeds. And they crucify him again. Which I'm sure you've all read the message. You know what he's talking about there. But I ain't got time to go through the whole thing tonight. Notice now as we're closing, he said we've got to close. He says, and again, they call it fanaticism. And they called him a fanatic. Yeah. That's what the prophet is saying about our Lord Jesus. They called him a fanatic. They said he was crazy. Anybody knows the Bible said that. Jesus was, he said, them Pharisees said, this man is a Samaritan and he's mad. Mad. Yeah, we read the scripture. Now, what does the word mad mean? Crazy. The man is crazy. There's a bunch of crazy people following him. He's Beelzebub. And again, they say the same thing. It's a sort of a witchcraft. It's fortune-telling, placing him again on the cross. A shame. What cross? What shame? He's a vindicated word. See, making fun of it. And telling the people it's the devil. Making, and he stops for a minute, and he said, they're calling the holy works of God an unclean spirit doing it. Now, what if people today that have the Holy Ghost? Living by the Holy Ghost. Living by the word. And to say they're fanatic. Is there again no more forgiveness? Very well could be. If it's the Holy Ghost doing it. You know, when our Lord Jesus, before he passed, or before he was taken to the cross and crucified, you know, it could be forgiven then. But the things the Holy Ghost does, and speak against it, cannot be forgiven. And what if a people's living by the Word? Because they're filled with the Holy Ghost and it's the Holy Spirit living in their life. And by that, they have the Word revealed to them and they know exactly what God wants them with the Word. And call it fanaticism. Call it crazy. I wouldn't want to be in them shoes. No. He says here, I remember, saints, Brother Branham talked about it before. He said, Jeremiah, they called him fanatic. They throwed unripe fruit at him. Yeah. The prophet explained about it. Because he was doing things that they couldn't think in their mind that's the way it should be. What do you think is going to happen again today? The same thing's going to happen today. People that live by the Word and is really filled with the Holy Ghost, because there ain't very many, but the ones that's really filled with the Holy Ghost, they're going to think you're crazy. Because you'll do things that, oh, that's not for today. You don't have to dress like, you don't have to act like that. You don't have to do this and that. We can stay home, play tapes. There's nothing wrong with that. That ain't what he said. He said in the Scripture, forsake not the assembling yourselves together. Even more so, what are you doing when you stay home and play tapes? Forsaking the assembling yourselves together. Breaking another word.
Amen.
You see? But people are so blind. But somebody that's their whole life and that's everything to them, they think you're crazy, you're fanatic, you don't have to go that far. What if it's the Holy Ghost living in that person, keeping that every word that proceeds the mouth of God and speak against it? Where are you going to be? Huh? He says here, and Christ is revealed in his own word, August 22nd, 1965. When he came the first time, he was a man. When he came the second time, with the double portion, he was a man. When he came in the form of John the Baptist, he was a man. In the last days, do you believe it's the last days?
Amen.
Absolutely it is. When the evening lights begin to shine, eyes will become open and you'll see where you're going. Is that right? Ain't that what the Word done for us? You can see where you're going? Absolutely. Then the body is already formed, standing upon its feet, taking motion, moving by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. What? The same one that moved upon the prophets that wrote the Bible, the same Holy Ghost is moving in a body filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh. Moved in the Holy Ghost out of every organization, every kindred, every tongue and people. So there's a people that's going to be moved by the Holy Ghost. There's people going to live by the Holy Spirit. It's going to be Christ living in them. And I'll guarantee you, they're going to do things and live by the Word that people in the same believing so-called thing, if you want to call it that, so a child can understand, is going to think you're crazy. Yeah. They're going to think you're fanatic because hold to that Word like that. What nerve have you got to tell me that my wife can't wear them kind of skirts that look like blue jeans and pockets and zippers in them? You have no business, are you fanatic? You fanatic that you won't fellowship with us? Oh, fanaticism? What if the Word says about it? Huh?
Amen.
Where are they going to stand on that day? When a man or a woman is filled with the Holy Spirit and living by the Word of God and caught crazy, will be forgiven? The Word will tell us. See? He says here, in this day the Scripture is fulfilled, February 19, 1965, paragraph 229. He only appears to those who's looking for Him, and we are supposed to be looking for Him. But those who claim to be looking for Him, the church itself, when they seen that done, they said, he's a devil. Again, he's talking about Lord Jesus. A little further, he was talking about that before this. He's a fortune teller. He's Beelzebub. And Jesus said that sin would be forgiven then because he hadn't died yet, but said someday the Holy Ghost will come and do the same thing, and to speak one word against it will never be forgiven. That's this day. Now listen to what he says next. Where every word has to hang together. We're going to just stand back and take back one subject was on my back. Pertains, take the pertain out. It's a man's apparel. Let's take that. Wear a man's apparel. It said pertains. So they want to leave the pertain out so their wife can dress like it. So they don't have to go through a divorce. Or have to sleep on the couch. What do you think God thinks about that? Huh? But somebody that's got the Holy Ghost, little sister would never do that and wants to be ladylike and modest and not try to be that close to looking like a man. Yeah. She's doing what she's supposed to do. Look at that bunch, the whole bunch. They won't wear that stuff. They're fanatics. Then let me be a fanatic.
Amen.
If that's what you call fanatic. But it ain't what Lord Jesus Christ calls fanatic. No. And like I say, if I'm that way, just let me live the word. And leave me alone.
Amen.
But I'd rather have that. Yeah. There are so many things, friend, that they want to pick at and call fanaticism. Yeah. Let them do it, friends. Do you know where you're standing? Do you know the truth? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Or is there words in the Bible you don't care? And you got your own theory, your idea about it, and you'll just do what you want to do in the flesh and meet the desires of the carnal mind? Or do you really have something on the inside telling you, don't do this, don't do that, stay away from this, that's not pleasing? Yeah. He said, speak a word against it. It'll never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. Just say, what if it's the Holy Ghost in a person? What is it? What if it is? You say, well, that's just that word. What about the many things that they want to call it fanaticism? In Spiritual Food in Due Season, he says, paragraph 91, he says, now we find out that Elijah could say that because the message of the hour and the word of God, the messenger, the message, and he repeats again, the message and the word was exactly the same thing. The prophet, the word, the message, messenger, message, and message was the same. Jesus said, if I do not the works that is written of me, then don't believe me. He said, that's good. Any man and his message is one. That's why today that they do not believe in doing the works of God, because they do not accept the message of God. They don't believe the message. Now, I'll just use for an example again because I just got done using it. But why would God's prophet today, when he spoke of that scripture, pertains, two or three places he said, even pertains to man's apparel. To stress it a little greater. Even pertains. Is it fanaticism? If it was, why didn't he say something about it? But those who believe God's hour that we're living in, these things are hidden food. Just think. God has so hid it that they look right at it and don't see it. Ain't that the truth about many things in the message? The same way that Elijah blinded the Syrian army, the same way that God blinds the unbeliever from the true, genuine food of a child, the believer. Yeah. What they called, he said, they called Noah a fanatic. And think about the situation that he was in. God told him. He didn't tell everybody. He told Noah to build this boat this way. All the animals are going to come on it. Do this, that, and the other. And all the, how many cubits and all this, that, and the other. How long, how high, all these things. And don't you think he would have really looked fanatic when it hadn't rained? Now think of that. Crazy. You crazy old man. Doing that? Why would you do that? Oh my. He said, build an ark. His eyes were open to the word of God. His eyes was open. And I'll assure you, anybody that's got eyes open to the word, the rest of so-called believers is going to think you're fanatic. Yeah. Because they can't get it. They don't understand it. See? He says, the very thing they called fanaticism saved Noah and his family. Yeah. See, the very same thing, the thing that people laughed at, is the thing that we pray for. Wow. Things we may be on our knees praying for revelation of, they laugh at. And we're praying for greater revelation of it. Yeah. Oh God, make this more real to me. This is what I want, Lord. This is what pleases you. And they think you're crazy. They think it's fanaticism. Yeah. They think you're fanatic to talk about too much about Facebook. Yeah. It's like Brother Timothy was telling me about a minister here the other past weekend or something, said something about you need to have your face in this book and out of the Bible. That'll be the real Facebook. Yeah. He says, what they call, he says, see, the thing that people laugh at is the thing that they pray for. The thing that people call crazy, we call great. Yeah. I call that great to, no, my wife don't dress those things. Yeah, I call that great. Yeah. I call it great when she don't wear those things and then she has to keep struggling to keep it below her knees like some idiot. You know. But it stays down. It's long enough it stays down. I call that great. What the world calls great, God calls foolish. And what the world calls foolish, God calls great. What do you mean the world? Remember, friends, if the Holy Ghost ain't there, they love the things of the world. For he that loves the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in him. He ain't got no Holy Ghost. No. It's just exactly the contrast between right and wrong. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's why I don't take out what he said yesterday and throw it aside. What he said yesterday is right today. Yes. Let's go on. Indictment. Back to that. Notice, this paragraph 114, notice, they, the worshipers, the men who had looked for the promise, the men who had looked for it through years and ages, and with nothing to do but in that constant seminary, but they had divided the word according to the teaching of the seminary, and they had missed the very truth of it. They, the priest, the ministry of that day, there at their headquarters, they, the ministry of that day, he repeats, was killing the very God, the very Lamb, the very one that they claim they were worshiping. They were killing him. Yeah. And today I indict this bunch of ordained ministers in their creeds. Oh, creeds. That's their ideas. What they feel about it, that's not the word. Denominations, they are crucifying to the people the very God that they claim that they love and serve. I indict these ministers in the name of the Lord Jesus upon their doctrine that claim that the days of miracles is past. What about all the other words? He just puts one there. And he says, and that water baptism in the name of Jesus is not sufficient and not right. Number two word. What about the rest of the word? He couldn't sit there and just keep calling off every word out of Scripture. No. Upon any of these words, there you go. Upon any of these words. He said that they have substituted creeds for. I indict them as guilty. And the blood of Jesus Christ upon their hands is upon their hands for crucifying afresh the Lord Jesus a second time. They are crucifying Christ to the public, taking from them the thing that they're supposed to be giving to them. And they're substituted something else in its place, a church creed for popularity. I'd hate to think that as a minister in this message and having to stay away from certain things to say and fear that I was going to lose my fellowship with some of the better, well-renowned ministers in this message. I would hate to think that would be the situation. But I don't have to worry about that. No, at all. They're the ones who ought to have known better Ooh, the ministry. If anybody should have known better, it should have been the ministers. If anybody should have known better, it should have been the clergy of this day. If anybody ought to know, the bishops, archbishops, and ministers, and doctors of divinity ought to know different, but they can't. See? What a contradiction. What have we to, he says, what have we got before us here? A contradiction. They claim that they worship God, and they are killing the Prince of Life. They're crucifying him. And here they again do the same thing, for he is the Word. They're doing the same thing today. He is the Word, and they throw it out. And the ones that's doing what the Word says, they call them fanatics. You know? That's what he is, only a reflection of the Word. And that's what he is today, a reflection of the Word. Trying to find somebody to reflect himself through. I want to be one of the ones he reflects himself through. Wherever, what it is in the Scripture, I want him to reflect himself through me. You see? I'm sure it's what you want too. Isn't it? Amen. You see? And these people keep the congregation away from God. And look what these ministers are doing. Even in the message, they're keeping them away from God. Oh yeah, they'll preach a message. They'll read out Brother Branham's books on it. But taking one word away, they keep them away from God. Because he is the full word. Every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. You see? He said they're keeping the people away from God. And there is, he said, if there is anything happens and is spoke of in the congregation, they condemn it from the platform, from the pulpit, and they say it's fanaticism. Stay away from it. So what Christ is doing is reflecting to the people. They're telling their people, stay away from this fanaticism. Yeah. Look what they'll give an account for. See? In doing so, they crucified Jesus Christ in 1963. And are just as guilty as those guys at that day. And he said, oh, that's an awful statement, but it's true. That's exactly what they do today. And upon this grounds, upon the grounds of crucifying Christ, upon the grounds of taking the word and taking it away from the people, is exactly what we're doing there. The very word that God was reflecting through his own Son to prove it was, and the one that they claimed that they loved, the Jehovah, that had manifested himself with the Scriptures, done exactly what he said he would do, exactly what God said he would do, and reflected it before them. Because the love of their church groups and things like that, they condemn the Prince of Life. Oh. Now what if Christ is living in a people somewhere? And are doing these things, holding to the Scripture the best that they possibly can. Living by the Word and trying their best to be surrendered to Christ and let God have his way in their life. And then they want to call it fanaticism. And then they get to saying, well, you don't let your people do this and you don't let... I let you people do anything you want to do. I don't make you not do anything. That's between you and God. But I'm going to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Yes. But I don't make you do anything. I don't keep you from doing anything. Do you come to me and ask me, can I go here? I'll say, what do you feel in the Holy Spirit to do? Yeah. I'm not here to tell you what to do, make you do things. No. Not in this time, friends. The rapture is about ready to take place. You're proving what's inside of you. Yeah. He said, and I condemn the same group today and indict them as guilty before God by the word of God that they're doing the same thing. This generation is indicted. Remember Hebrews 13:8, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How did they indict him? Because their creeds would not accept him. And down in their heart, they know different. Ever was a time people know different. It's now. Yes. They've heard it preached. They've listened to the prophet's messages. They've read his books. They know. Did not Nicodemus in the third chapter of St. John will express it. He says, Rabbi, we the Pharisees, the preachers, the teachers, he says. We know you're a teacher sent from God. Don't all of us end time message preachers know what that prophet was? Yeah. For no man could do the things that you do unless God was with him. Absolutely knew God was with him. was in him. God used him mightily. God vindicated him. See, they publicly witnessed it by their own renowned men. Because of their creeds, they crucify Christ again. I don't want to be in them shoes at all. Three kinds of believers. I'll try to hurry up here for just this evening. Paragraph 187. This was November 24th, 1963. And there was Judas hung right on. He was a make-believer. Oh, we've got a lot of them in this message. What do they do? This is the kind that holds on until they can find something, a fault in it. They are looking every time to find a loophole to see how it's done. And if it's a trick, if it's a gimmick, and they're waiting to be sold out, they're looking for that. The unbeliever, he don't even wait around. He's condemned and he walks off. The believer, no matter what happens, he believes it anyhow. First the word. By grace, it's well. There's your three classes. The old unbeliever will walk out on the first thing that said he don't like about it. Brother, he's going to throw his collars right then. Yeah. He's an unbeliever. Paul said they went out from us because they wasn't of us. In the beginning, they started with us. Oh, he said, you did run well. What hindered you? See, they went out because they wasn't of us. When they seen the word perfectly moving on, why? They wanted to get some kind of a gimmick that could work. But the real believers don't question nothing. Hallelujah. It's written in the word and they believe it. Amen. And they just go on. Amen. No big deal. They just believe it and go on, you know. That's it. Always, it's written. If it isn't written, why, you just stay away from it. Yes, if it ain't written, just stay away from it. No matter what happens, it's got to be written. And they say, or he says, and they see that written word and they believe it, see. And they see God moving his word and see the hour, the message, the time, and they walk with it. Amen. They just see it. No problem. No problem. They ain't struggling with it. It's, you know. And if there's something they don't quite grasp right immediately, they're praying, Lord, Lord, open this, my understanding of this. I can see this. I know it's your word, Lord. You said it was. Just help me to understand it now. Give me the revelation of it, you see. All right? Doors and door. I'll try to finish up real quickly here. This was February 6, 1965, paragraph 55. To finish my testimony concerning this little lady. Now, I want you to listen to this now. To finish my testimony concerning a little lady that I was going to speak of, this lady brought this little baby, a little boy, I guess about 10, 12 years old, maybe not that old, because this woman was packing him, and she handed him over, and just then, while I was offering prayer for the child, the little fellow jumped out of my arms and went running down the platform. About 3,500 or 4,000 people, And when they did, first thing they ever seen done like that, the mother sitting on front seat just fainted and pitched over. Little Amish girl. Are you acquainted with the little Amish, he says? I don't know whether you have them out here. Long hair, they're very sweet people, very clean, nice type. You know, and all the Mennonites are Amish and so forth. And he says, we've not got one record of juvenile delinquent, and call them funny, he said, if you want to, but we got something lacking in our homes that they have, see. They haven't one record in courts, of course, that time, I'm sure they do now. Juvenile misbehavior coming among them. They bring up their children just in one way, and that's the way they go. And this young lady was a famous pianist, a beautiful young woman, long blonde hair, fixed up in the back. And when she looked across, he stops there. He says, now she was Amish. She knew nothing about Pentecost, and neither did I. But when she looked across the platform and seen that little boy walking across there, she threw her hands up in the air. Now, I know there is fanaticism, and I hope I'm not prone to that. I'm not a liar, and I'm not. If I'm wrong, I'm not willfully wrong. I'm ignorantly wrong. But that girl threw her hands up in the air. Now, if this was fanaticism, he would have said something about it. Okay? But that girl threw her hands up in the air, and that hair fell down across her shoulders, and she started singing in an unknown tongue. And she was playing, which we know what the prophet said about tongues and so forth. But, and she was playing that hymn, "The Great Physician Now Is Near," the sympathizing Jesus. And when she jumped up from there, I know this sounds very strange now, but this girl had never known nothing about speaking in tongues, but she was singing in an unknown tongue, "The Great Physician Now Is Near," the sympathizing Jesus. And that piano continually played, "The Great Physician Now Is Near," the sympathizing Jesus. Well, he says, they piled them boulders and down through the balcony into the floor, people screaming, that girl standing over there, her face up like that, speaking in other tongues, and the piano, the ivory keys still moving. "The Great Physician Now Is Near," the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks drooping hearts to cheer, no other name but Jesus. Oh, he says, eyes have not seen, an ear hath not heard what's in store for us. You know what I think? Why would we ever accept a substitute for something that's make-believe? When the heavens is for the genuine, the real power of God that can set a soul free, that can do something for us. Now, could you imagine the people in this message that if that happened, they would think it was fanaticism? If it was the genuine Holy Ghost now, maybe one of these singers or players was just in the spirit, not speaking in tongues. Just raise their hands, begin to worship God on that piano, just keep on playing. Would you want to jump up and cast the devil out of that? Or is the power of God so strange to us, we'd call it fanaticism? We'd call it craziness. I'll never go back there again. That piano playing, that was the devil. Huh? What would you do? What does fanaticism, in closing, mean to us? Where is the line? What's truth? What's not truth? Friends, you may have all kinds of people accuse you of fanaticism. But if it is that word, 100% what you're doing, don't you worry about that devil calling you a fanatic. Because it is a devil calling you that. Because the Holy Ghost won't call his own spirit fanaticism. No. Impossible. Impossible. And you'll never see where God calls his people fanatics for holding this word. Never. Of course, those that can't do it and don't have the desire to live it and is not living according to the word and just living by flesh and carnality, they're going to think it's fanaticism. Even preachers will. Yeah. Preachers are going to think you're fanatics when you want to dress maybe the way you do. Yeah. They'll call you fanatics, even in this message. They will. But I'll stop there for tonight. But I just want you to think about it a little bit. What is fanaticism? Do you think you know? Do you really think you know what fanaticism is? Would you get caught up in a trap of being convinced by these devils of what they're calling fanaticism and then begin to accept it? Oh, it is fanaticism. It is a little bit of craziness. There's no sense in having to be like that, no sense in dressing like that, no sense of being off by yourself. What are you going to do if the word proves it to be so? But because they can't understand it, they call it fanaticism. That's why. But always remember, too, if it's the word and it's the Holy Ghost, he'll vindicate it. Yeah. That it'll always be the truth. And you'll never cross it up. It'll never contradict the word. It'll flow in continuity all the way through. Yeah. Fanaticism? Yeah, sure. Like I said, they'll call you fanatics. I'm known as a fanatic. Yeah. Yeah, I'm known as a fanatic. But that's between them and God. Yeah. Known as a fanatic because anytime I would say something or preachers come in our midst and being the little things they are, you know, the little preacher down in West Virginia thought I was fanatic. Because I was nailing him on so many things, it was sin in his life. I was fanatic. And read it right from the prophet's messages. Read it right from the scripture. I'm fanatic. They thought John the Baptist was too. They thought Jesus was. Jeremiah. They thought Elijah was. Anybody that stayed with the word, they thought was fanatic. Now there is fanaticism. Just going on beyond what God said to do. Get out of the Word. And start getting your own mind and doing things that's not what the Word said. Like we've got churches going that direction. Yeah. They think they got to be dictators over their people. And they got to make people. Make their sisters get up on a platform and they get down. Brother, get clear down on the floor and look and see if that dress is at least 2 inches close enough to the floor. And if it ain't, you're in trouble. Fanaticism. And you get off the word, friends, and you'll go into fanaticism. But there's a lot of difference in what God considers fanaticism and what man just says is fanaticism. A big difference. Don't ever forget that. So, until the next time, just pray about it. But your adversary, and Brother Brown said, yeah, he's a good adversary because everything's good, you know. But that adversary is as a roaring lion. And he's going to try to catch you off guard and get your little brain thinking the wrong direction. Yeah. And if I'm ever in fanaticism, you are obligated to come to me personally, and prove to me I am. That's what Brother Bram said. If I get off the scripture, if I get wrong, amen, you're obligated to come to me, amen, and talk to me about it. And let's go back to scripture and see where we're at. You see? Friends, I want to be right. But I also know I ain't going to make everybody happy in this message. It's impossible because they're not all believers. They're not all elected. Amen. Yeah. They're just fillers. Remember the message I preached years ago? They're just fillers. And they'll read these message books. They'll listen to the messages and all kinds of things. They'll testify to other people, but they're fillers. I proved that by the word. Proved it by what the prophet said. Just fillers. Thousands of them. And they'll call you fanatics. Yeah, they will. But let them. You're not here to live for them. You're here to live for Jesus Christ. Surrender Him and let Him have His preeminence in your life. He'll take care of the rest. But don't you let that devil talk you into something you'll be sorry for. Be careful. Amen. You better be well-versed, friends, in the scripture in this last days. You better know your Bible. You better know the Word. Because that devil's going to try you when you're least expecting. We may think we're tough and we may think we know a lot and we may think we can whip this with it. But I'm going to tell you what. You better have Christ in you if you think you're going to stand up against the devil. He's practiced on a lot more people, a whole lot more important than we are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's know a lot more than we do. And he's whipped a lot of good people and tore a lot of good people up. Yep. But I'm warning you, be careful. Being sweet people don't mean anything. No. Smooth talkers don't mean anything. No. Talking the message don't mean anything. No. Preaching fine, beautiful messages don't mean anything. Does it stay with the Word? It means a lot. Yes. Can it live by the Word? Can it understand the Word? Will it vindicate itself? That's the reality. Yes. So all kinds of false anointed ones out there. Bunch of them. Yes. We've seen it. And I'm sure there's more false anointed ones than there is genuine. Oh, yeah. Because Satan always deals with numbers. He thinks he always can whip them, how many there is. But God's is always minority. But they're genuine. Yeah. Look at all the battles that was ever fought in the Bible, the Scriptures. It wasn't how many there was. It was whether God was with them or not. Yeah. He was the one that won the battle. Yeah. And sometimes in some of the battles, they always had to get rid of more of men. There's too many. So it had to depend on what they'd done with the water, you know. So had to keep narrowing down, less and less. And the carnal way of thinking, how are we ever going to destroy that army with fewer people? It ain't how many it is, friends. It's the quality. Amen. Whether Christ is in you or not. That's the whole thing. Amen. So as a shepherd, not the shepherd, as a shepherd, I want to make sure my flock don't get poisoned. There's so much poison out there today. Oh, and when he gets done with that poison, he'll try to poison something else, use something else. Yeah. Keeps a man on his toes. It should keep you as an individual on your toes. You see? Amen. All right. Hope so far you understand what I'm saying and know that I'm not going one direction too far and this way too far. But we've got to stay in the middle of the road, saints. There is a fanaticism that's against God, but there's a fanaticism people call fanaticism that's not really fanaticism. Okay? But people call fanaticism because it's the old devil working. Amen. So don't that get you down, Brother Steve? No, it don't get me down. It just makes me dig in that much more. Does it make you sick? Yeah, it makes me sick. Yeah, because it just makes me sick to see what the devil can do and people let him do it. It's sickening. But it's Laodicean age. I understand it'll happen. But I do know this one thing. The elect will come through this thing. Flying colors, is to say. No problem. She will stay with that word. Amen. And that's what I'm looking forward to, see that little elected press her way through. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, Paul said. Press, saints, press, like you never have before. Don't let anything get in front of you. I don't care how nice it looks, how sweet it talks, how good it looks. You press on with that word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us all stand. I've held you long enough. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Precious, precious Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your word. I would I'd had time, Lord, to read to many other things yet tonight, but time hasn't permitted. But Lord, it's so good to know the truth. And no wonder the scripture said, the truth shall set you free. Free from all this nonsense that's going on in this world today, of people's creeds and ideas and the things that Satan puts in their minds and twist everything up and to cause them to do the things they do and to even mention things that they mention. Don't they understand, Lord? They're going to give an account for it. If it be the truth, if it be a people led by the Holy Spirit, a people living by the Word of God, that the Holy Ghost fires burning in their hearts, and to speak a word against it, what a terrible thing. Lord Jesus, you even told them in the Word, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And yet, Lord, many people trod with hobnail shoes where angels would fear to walk. Lord, help us, Father, to stay with the truth, to stay from fanaticism. Yet, Lord, stay with the truth so greatly that they may call it fanaticism. But it'll be the truth, and it'll be life. It'll be you, Lord. If they thought you was crazy, if they thought you was fanatic, they would not they think us being fanatic? If the same Christ is living in us, the same devil that called them that, him that, fanatic, is going to be the same devil that calls us fanatic. So, Lord, I pray that you'll help us now to remain true and solid in the Word of God and not let anything distract us away from the truth. Help us now, Father. We can only depend on you, for we cannot do this in ourselves. So we pray that you'll bless us and help us now. And Lord, keep that hedge of fire burning about us. That enemy could not inject anything into our hearts and our thoughts that would cause us to think contrary to your word. We pray now for thy great will be done in our lives. In your holy, precious name, again, bless us, Lord, as we go home. Protect us, keep us safe. Bless our brother and sister again, Lord, for driving that far. May you give them a good journey, Lord, that, Father, make it easy for them. In your holy name now, we ask these things, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I love him. You know, I don't know what it'll come to in the last days before we leave. I don't know. I don't have the assurance that I won't walk alone. I don't have the assurance. But I trust I won't be. I trust that I'll have precious brothers and sisters in Christ that love him the same as I love him. Amen. And stays true to the word. Because I'm telling you, the little elect is going to be so few. How many times did the prophet say that? That he would express it in such a way, it'd be very, 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 very few. He said it many times through his ministry. How true it is. And Lord, help me not to miss anything, any move that you have, so I can catch everything you're doing. Let me walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Oh God, help me. It's my prayer. And may he help you also. And may we all go together some way, somehow, on that day. Amen. I love you people. I do this because I love you. I want to make sure you know what's right. And the devil don't get a chance to do anything to harm you, to hurt you. Amen. May God bless you. Pray for me. Will you do that? Amen. I love you. You're dismissed.